Good morning. We're continuing the Halacha of Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed, Simon Hay, which deals with the Melacha of Tzad. The beginning of this Simon, he talks about using a dog as part of the process of capturing an animal. In certain cases, the person is going to be Chayiv. In certain cases, the person is going to be Asher to do so, but not Chayiv. It will only be Asher Midrabanan. Then the Chayyim continues and he says, that there is another concern over here, which is the concern of Muksa. The case of the Chayyim was that the person grabbed the animal after the dog had tired it. That's how the Chayyim presents the case. So the person is grabbing onto an animal, which is a concern of Muksa. So Chazal put a din Muksa on all animals. Chazal said there's an isser of riding an animal because one might come to tear off a branch to use it as a prod to prod the animal. And once they said that one person cannot use the animals on Shabbos, they put a din muksa on the animal. This leads us up to the question: what is the status of pets, whether pets should be any different? Pashas found in Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention of pets being different. There is a sif in Shulchan Aruch which talks about drying one's hands on the zonav hasus, on the tail of a horse, and it says that that's mutter. Which seems to indicate that there's not a problem with muksa. The Bir Halacha there grapples with, why isn't there a problem with muksa? He says possibly, it's not moving the animal, just moving the hair is not considered tilta muksa. So theoretically, according to that, petting an animal might not be a problem with muksa, but picking up the animal would clearly be a problem, etc. Walking the animal is very clear to Allah. When we do so, even normally tilta muksa is also there's not really tilta muksa. You're not really making the animal moves on its own. And carrying the animal is a problem of muksa. Is there any argument that a pet is different? So there is an argument, which is not found in the Gemara, is found in the Sefer Marach, Chubas Marach or Zerua. The Zerua was one of the Balei Tosfos. Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna, he had a son named Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim, the Or Zeruah wrote a sefer called Or Zeruah, which is a compilation of halacha. His son Reb Chaim named his chubas the Marach Or Zeruah. He did not write Or Zeruah; he's the son of the Or Zeruah. He named his chubas after his father, and put his name in the Reb Chaim. So the Marach HaZeruah is discussing a case where you have an aquarium, a small aquarium, which has fish in it, which are muksa. So is there any way to move the aquarium? So he suggests that since people use the aquarium with the fish as a form of an adornment on the home, having that there adds beauty to the home, etc., so it becomes like a kli. It moves out of the status of being a balchai, which is muksa, into a kli. It has a function, and therefore it's not considered muksa. And the Mishmur does not quote this piece, nor the Chayadim, nor the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, etc. So the Poskim, which we normally go to, do not suggest that one can rely on this opinion. However, there are those who would like to rely on the opinion of the Marach HaZeruah. There is a reason which says that once one designates it an animal for the person of a tachlis of tashmish, and maybe he loses his status of muksa. Obviously, there has to be parameters which are figured out, because the horse is made for the purpose of riding. That doesn't preclude it from being muksa. Maybe it's because you can't ride an animal, but we don't consider it a kli. Sarah's Ruz Kiddush is the case. You have something which it's stationary, doesn't do anything else. All it does is act as an adornment for the home. So that becomes a kli, it changes its function. But to compare that to a case of a pet is very debatable. Even if we would accept the opinion of the Merachos and Ruah, if a person has any questions, a person should ask their local Orthodox rabbi, their LOR. Have a good day.